Please, a short talk on Nibbana. Thank you. That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, one, you know, just the Nibbana is not a thing. There's two different ways that the Buddha described Nibbana. Nibbana has the cessation of suffering. Nibbana has the cessation of greed, hatred, delusion. And it's interesting that what the and the apt way to describe Nibbana is through the cessation of that which is an obstacle. And again, and this is what is pointing to, okay, how do you access brightness? Well, for the most part, it's through relinquishing that which is not bright. And because if as soon as you try to make that brightness sort of manifest or appear, or make Nibbana sort of manifest and appear, it crumbles in front of your eyes. It's just the way reality sort of works. There's a teaching that the Buddha gives throughout the suttas, and it's a short phrase for anybody interested in learning Pali. It's yena yena himanyati sato tang hoti anyata. But for however one conceives it, it is always other than that. And that's how the mind works. It's how reality. So as soon as you start conceiving of, I've got to get that brightness, or I've got to achieve Nibbana, then, or I got Nibbana. You know, it crumbles, or it recedes into the distance, so that the way to approach it is through relinquishment. And it's through that relinquishment that is, and of course within that relinquishment you're cultivating all sorts of skillful, wholesome qualities, like a glimpse into Nibbana is through the jhanas, the experience of these refined mental states. It's not Nibbana, but it's a glimpse. You get a bit of a glimmer of what the possibilities are. But that settling of the mind, stilling of the mind, relinquishing that which is a source of dukkha, there's you're starting to get a taste, get a flavor. It's like the Buddha saying that there is just the taste of dumb is the taste of freedom.
Yeah. Mention your book.
Mention your book then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've got happened. Yeah. Jitasuva, I didn't think of that. Jitasuva said to there is a book called The Island, and it's written by Ajahn Amaro and myself, and it's about Nibbana. So. I've been told it's a good book.